They might not have a perfect record, but with their losses as close as they've been, there's little question 15-wing Moosejaw is in contention at the Canadian Armed Forces Canada West Curling Championship. Moosejaw's Corporal Jonathan Benson, 3rd Corporal Jay McClellan, 2nd Captain Greg Heffern and Lead Captain Gene Doyen put together a 1-2 record through the first three draws at the five-team tournament and have landed a spot in the playoff round beginning Thursday. Benson opened the event with a 17-1 victory over Edmonton Garrison's Corporal Kimberly McDonald on Tuesday morning. Edmonton is a unique team at the event. Rather than not field a rink at all in the first Canada West Curling Championship since March 2020, they put together a crew with limited experience and made the trip east to at least give it a shot. While their scores have been lopsided, you wouldn't know it by their demeanor, as the fun of the competition has outweighed their results. As for Moosejaw, with their first win under their belt, things didn't go as well in their next two games. Benson would drop a 7-5 decision to 4-wing Cold Lake's 2nd Lieutenant Kyle Walker on Tuesday night before falling 8-5 to Master Corporal Joey Bowden of 19-wing Comox in their first game Wednesday. Moosejaw took on 17-wing CFB Winnipeg's Captain Paul Nealands in their final round-robin game Wednesday evening, with that contest determining seeding for the playoff round. The news was nothing but good for Comox in their other two contests, as they defeated Edmonton 15-1 and went to an extra end before sneaking past Winnipeg 8-6 to remain the lone undefeated team heading into the final draw. Cold Lake and Winnipeg were both 2-1 heading into the final preliminary round draw, with Winnipeg having defeated Cold Lake 9-7 and Edmonton 14-2, while Cold Lake took a 12-1 win over Edmonton in their other preliminary game. The top four teams make the playoffs, with the semifinals set for 9:15 a.m. and the winners there advancing to the championship final at 1:30 p.m. All games are at the Moosejaw Event Center, and spectators are welcome free of charge.